Is something troubling you, Venus?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Yes, something is troubling me.
Oh, good. More complaining. Just what we need.
See, I was told that you needed me as an eyewitness. Someone to provide a first-hand account of this particularly odd human behavior to a certain witch. An act of selflessness on my part, requiring me to sacrifice my entire evening to you two. Well, three, but the blood bag wants to be here even less than I do.
See, this is very helpful.
Which brings me to my point. That human you have there, the one on the leash, they're clearly mesmerized, just like the other one was. Whatever happened to that one is happening to this one.
We are aware.
Well then, why in the ever-loving fuck did you drag me out here? I mean, you don't need a witness. You have the goddamn problem on a fucking chain right here. What more can I possibly explain that this little mindless meat puppet can't?
What you saw is evidence of a pattern. A single bewitched human is one thing. Many humans, all at once, that is something entirely different. And much more alarming. Your information is still valuable. And you still owe the Countess for what you did before.
Fine. Fine. But that's it. And then we're even. Got it?
We'll see.
Fucking vampires. I never should have come to you. What the hell was I thinking? Such a waste of an evening.
See, your evenings are usually so productive, aren't they? All that sitting and talking to yourself.
Better than having to talk to you corpses. Ugh, fantastic. And now we have to deal with the werewolf.
What are you talking about?
Now you want to listen. I mean, can't you smell it? Oh, you really can't. Gee, that must suck to have such a poor sense of smell. I can't possibly imagine. But then you girls really are pros at sucking, aren't you?
How many are there?
Just one, as far as I can tell. Oh, and a human. I wonder, do you think they're kind-hearted?
No, Venus. We're here for the witch, not to feed your insatiable appetite. And there's never just one. There are others. Certainly. Likely farther out, watching. That's how they operate.
Huh. Live and learn.
I can smell them now. They're approaching. Keep walking, but be cautious.
What? It's just a wolf.
I do not want to risk being attacked by some idiot animal. They are very territorial in nature.
We are not on their territory, though.
But we are not on ours, either. And they are not a nocturnal creature. It is very peculiar.
Yes, that is the peculiar thing here.
There they are. Let me handle this.
Do not worry. I will not let it drink you. I will rip its head off if it tries.
Will you? It would certainly be funny to see you try.
Vampire.
We have no quarrel with you, wolf.
I do not believe you.
I do not care what you believe. We aren't here for you, or your human.
Yeah, we have our own, see? You are taking your food on a walk? That is sick. You are all monsters. They wish. They're just reanimated corpses, really.
No, I have seen a reanimated corpse. They are not like those.
It was eating a deer head. It was... It does not matter. You will not harm my human. They are pack and carry the protection of the pack with them. And a sharpened spear stick. Oh, my God. Is every human in the forest owned now? Personally, I prefer my meal without a side of baggage. Thanks.
I appreciate that they are important to you, Wolf. This human is important to me as well. Do you see their wrist?
Oh, they are marked. They are your thrall. That is why their eyes are so far away and empty. You are in their mind.
Someone else has taken that from me. And that is why we are here. We seek to find a solution to this problem, among other things. Not to eat your human, but to cure mine.
Oh, you are needing healing potions.
Something like that.
So you are going to see the magic human?
The witch. Yes, you know her.
It does not matter who I know or do not know. But if I did, I would ask if you have seen her these last few days, or know what has happened to her scouts.
I see her very rarely. Her magic, though. Some magic is causing complications. Or so I believe. And I aim to find out.
You're human? Why would the magic human want to take them? That does not make sense.
I didn't ask for your opinion. I'm only explaining to you so you may understand why we are here, and that we mean no ill will towards you or your pet.
They are not pet, they are pack.
Whatever they are, we have no desire to harm them, or you. So we will be on our way, and you may be on yours.
Fine. Why do you follow us? We aren't following you, dummy. We're going to the same place, remember? Besides, we were here first. So technically, you're following us. This is very annoying. You're telling me? I don't even want to be here. Hey, have you seen any more humans like this one? All dead in the eyes, looking. What? If she has, then she can be your witness and I can get the fuck out of here.
No, I have not. I have only seen a dead human. Well, undead dead. Brought back, like, from the dead place.
The dead place? Look around. Isn't this whole forest a dead place?
No. The dead place is different. Those who enter do not come back the same. I have seen it myself. A place of ruin and rot.
Ruin? Like the ruins? The ones out by the caves?
Yes. You know it.
Oh, yeah. I'd stay the hell away from there if I were you.
You are not me. I do not know what you are. But we will go. And we will destroy it before it can destroy us.
What do you mean, destroy you?
It is spreading, like the hum. It is not staying in the dead place, I do not think. It infected that human, and they were near wolf territory. Who is to say that it will not infect the pack next?
I think he mostly works with what he can get.
He?
The guy. The one that lives there.
A creature is living there. In the dead place?
You didn't know? What, you thought it was like some portal to hell or something? Oh my god, you are so dumb. It's adorable.
Enough, Venus. We are here. You may discuss this matter after you've fulfilled your promise to me.
Promise? Oh, you mean the thing I hesitantly agreed to while under duress? Yeah, with pleasure.
Do you think she's home?
Let's find out.